大家好，我是 Yuki， 我们今天一起来看 go ahead 定有哪些用法。首先 go ahead 中间有 hyphen， 有连字符，它有两个词性。那第一，形容词，它是指有进取心的，有开拓精神的。 a go ahead company， a go ahead company， 或者是 a go ahead employer， 开拓型公司， a go ahead employer。 好，那 go ahead它还有名词的词性，它指批准许可。那一般情况下它前面会有定冠词 the go ahead， 比如 the government has given the go ahead to start the project， 政府啊已经批准实施这个项目。 the government has given the go ahead to start this project， the government has given the go ahead to start the project。 OK， another examplewe are ready to start, but we are still waiting to get the go-ahead from head office.
我们一切准备就绪，但是仍然等着得到总部的许可。
We are ready to start, but we are still waiting to get the go-ahead from head office. We are ready to start, but we are still waiting to get the go-ahead from head office.
好，接着我们来看 go-ahead 分开来写，它这就是动词短语啦 phrasal verb。一般三种用法，第一是指走在前面先走，比如说 I will go ahead and tell her you are on the way， 我要先走一步告诉她你们在路上。 I will go ahead and tell her you are on the way， I will go ahead and tell her you are on the way。 那第二个用法呢，是指那一般是给别人许可，那开始做什么什么东西，说着手干什么什么，比如说Could I ask you a question? 我能问你个问题吗？ Could I ask you a question? Sure, go ahead. 好的，问吧。Sure, go ahead. 再比如 May I start now? 我现在能开始了吗？ May I start now? Yes, go ahead. 可以，开始吧。Yes, go ahead. 再一个例子 I just went ahead and did it myself. 我自己动手啊，把事情做完了。
I just went ahead and did it myself.
那 go ahead 最后一层意思是指发生进行。
The project is going ahead as planned.
工程啊正在按计划进行中。
The project is going ahead as planned.
好了，以上啊就是我们今天分享的全部内容。我们下次再见，拜拜。